Hey guys, it's Fawcast time, February 22nd, nearing 200 episodes. Got rave reviews from last week's episode with Jared Stansberry as he taught us about Tinder and whatnot. Many people calling it the greatest Fawcast of all time, which I think is a little bit of a stretch. I don't know what I would call the greatest Fawcast of all time. But if you haven't gone back and listened to that one, you should, because it's timeless. There's literally nothing newsy that we discuss. And it's got great reviews, other than your brother. Your brother hated it.
He didn't like it. I think my greatest of all time would be the one where we did it. And that sounds, I'll just stay with that. We did it with my wife in a hotel room on a bed.
That one was awesome.
That was the day Gray had
chronic diarrhea
and couldn't make it. So
Gray was just exploding wherever he was at the time.
So that was a fun one. We recorded that on your, was it a handheld recorder?
Because Gray had the equipment or something like that. Yeah.
We were passing it around.
We were literally sitting on a hotel room bed.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah. In Kansas City.
The podcast.
Yeah. I love that Kansas City trip. I think this year's is going to suck, frankly. I think we might be one and done.
I'm excited. I'm going to stick around. My wife's going to come down, and we're just going to enjoy Kansas City, and I'm going to take a few days off.
Man, I hope it's nice out. That trip's great when it's good weather. I was going to – so you do you always stay where the team is? What hotel is that down there?
No. Last year we started doing that.
So it's the big one right at Crown Center.
The Marriott now is where we're at.
And are other teams there? Are all the teams there?
Or no, just... not all of them.
Okay.
So it's the media hotel. We go wherever they tell us to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there because Iowa State is. I think, like, West Virginia's there. I always see them. I think I've seen Kruger there.
Okay.
It's a variety of different teams.
We were thinking about, we usually stay at the Plaza, the area of the Plaza, which is
why do you do that?
Well, because I have a wife that likes shopping and her family likes shopping, and that's good shopping. But this year, I think we might try to stay at that hotel or something close, because you got your Legoland, and the hotel actually has a pool for the kids. You know, a lot of them at the Plaza don't. We might mix it up. I love that trip, though. Have you been to Legoland? Have you taken Cammy there?
We actually intended on doing it one time when I was down there, not for the tournament. And then we went there, and the line was so long. And she was so young at the time. I was like, this is stupid. We'll come back when she understands what's happening.
The other one, so I know that you need to go
direct
to.
Direct answer is no.
That I've pitched on this show before is Fritz's, the hamburger place. Have you gone there yet?
I've not been to Fritz's.
Do you remember what happens there?
Vaguely.
So
I remember you talking about
you
it.
You order your food.
And then they like cuss at you?
No. They would never do that at Fritz's. Of course not. Up on the, near the ceiling, all along the restaurant is a railroad track, basically. And your food comes out on a cart on that track, so you can watch it go throughout the restaurant. It gets to your table and drops down and you eat your food. It's really cool. Kids dig it. Fritz's. And it's real close to that hotel.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of anything like it.
Well, there you go. This is why you listen to the podcast, by the way. These little tidbits.
We have tidbits on everything.
We do. I wrote some notes down on some things I had today. I'm sure you've...
First of all, you did not watch the game last night?
No, because I know this isn't a popular take, but Cyclones TV is drunk. I mean, they can go home. I don't have that. Maybe it's on Mediacom. I don't even know.
You can get it on your computer.
I'm a DirecTV guy. I didn't do it.
It's like $10 a month. Supporting the university, Mark.
I supported them through 6 years of college and paid them the whole time. So,
while they raked you over the coals with tuition costs that rise every year?
Yeah. I'm still supporting them, by the way. Our good friend...
Tuition?
Our good friend Lawrence runs the Daily up there.
Yeah.
And they have a side project called Model Farm that they run out of the Daily. The Daily's come a long way since you and I went there, by the way. Have you seen their new offices?
Lawrence has told me about them. I've not.
They're cool.
I've not been there yet. I look forward to doing that this summer, though.
But Model Farm helps with publications. You know, they do a really good job of like the basketball publication that's like a magazine, and they do one for football, all of that. So we're doing a seller guide here at Charterhouse, and we're having Model Farm do that to make it look really good, et cetera. And so it's a combination of professionals and students learning how to do this stuff and working together collaboratively. So, Lawrence oversees Model Farm, or maybe he doesn't. I don't want to say that if it's not true, but he's involved with it. And they do a really good job up there. So I'm going to be spending money with them to do something, which is at the Iowa State campus.
Need like a pat on the back for that or something?
No, you just made it sound like since I didn't contribute 10 bucks a month that I wasn't a good alum.
Yeah, no, it's the Cyclones TV thing's not ideal, but I get tired of hearing people bitch about it too.
I just...
Like, Iowa State's media is in so much better spot than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, like, Big 12 football games weren't on TV? Like, physically could not watch them. It was impossible.
Well, I mean, you're talking to someone that grew up a Cyclone fan, and that was basically my whole life.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's crazy, because I remember, like, even when we were in college, mm-hmm. like, there were football games, the only way you could follow it, because Twitter didn't exist. You had to listen to the radio.
But really, I mean, we have, as a culture, become really spoiled when it comes to watching sports. So last night, before I knew it was on Cyclones TV, I did search.
It seems
every
like
every channel I have, and I'm like, where is it? It should be here.
When a conference game is on Cyclones TV, it seems like a letdown. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand that aspect of it.
Save that one for a game, first five games of the season. Pick one there. So.
Well, I don't. In Iowa State's defense, I don't think that they can control it. I'm sure that's a Big 12 thing. I'm sure it's not in there. I can't imagine that, like, John Walters at the beginning, hey, we want TCU in February on Cyclones TV. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah. At least it didn't feel like a big deal because Iowa State's not in the hunt for the Big 12 title when the season's
they're
kind
in
of
last.
A, yeah.
It was a gut-wrenching deal, though, the Donovan Jackson story.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
God, that was so sad, the postgame.
Where is he from?
He's from Milwaukee.
So he's going there for the funeral?
Funeral's on Saturday. Iowa State will have six players at West Virginia on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Six eligible players against Press Virginia on the road.
That reeks of a bloodbath, honestly. I just don't know how you do it without reserves against a team that presses like that.
Well, and not only that, but you're missing
really good
three
players.
Starters.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play predictions, see how close you get. What will the spread be on that game?
Seventeen.
Huge spread.
16, 17.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say that you're incorrect on that. I mean.
What do you think?
I was going to say 13-14 just because it is a Big 12 team still, but they're so undermanned for this one, and they're not good this year, if we're being honest about it. So I was going to say 13-14, but I mean, sadly, I think we probably go there and get blown out of the building. I mean,
the only thing that will save Iowa State, and they're not going to win, but I'm sure Huggins, he's actually a really good guy. He'll have some sympathy, I think. I bet he calls the dogs off pretty early, would be my guess. Like, if they get up by 30, I can't imagine Huggins continues to...
It's subtime.
Shove it down their throat.
Yeah, it's subtime. I don't know. It'll be an interesting game to watch, if nothing else, just to see how they perform.
I was entertained last night just in the sense that you get to watch these guys like Terrence Lewis play, who you really haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was my optimistic view going into the game. And he played okay, other than the dumb technical.
How many minutes did Beverly have last night?
I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys played a lot. They had to.
Yeah.
It was kind of a burn the box score game for me. I didn't even really. I wrote about Donovan Jackson and his dad and him, and I really didn't get into the game.
Was that Donovan's dad's death? Was that unexpected or had he been ill?
It
unexpected.
Was okay. From everything, I don't even know the cause of death. I've asked around; nobody really knows. But he was 52. I had heard heart attack, mm-hmm. but. They haven't really. I'm sure it's one of those deals where since he was so young, they're doing an autopsy and you wait. You know, that's not a deal that you get in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Sad deal, regardless. It was gut wrenching watching him on the podium last night, though. I mean, just
I actually haven't seen it. I saw it on Twitter. I hear he was emotional during it. I haven't watched.
Yeah,
it
he.
Yet.
You know, he said like the hardest part is just knowing that my dad's not going to call me after the game tonight.
Yeah.
Which. Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody can. Relate to that in some sense.
You and I are fortunate. We still have our parents around, but like you're not human if you don't think about what it's going to be like when that's not the case.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Happens to all of us. But hopefully,
we all have like those things like with our parents, if we're fortunate enough to have good parents, and not everybody does, you have to,
sure.
Some people have had to do it on their own, and
yep.
More respect to them.
Yep.
But like, I mean, I wouldn't know, like for me, for instance, like after a Vikings game or a NASCAR race, like my dad and I talk, that's what we do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do? I know you share like the Cubs with your dad, like, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah. It was funny too, because game 7 of the World Series when the Cubs won, he did come over and watch the game together, got a great picture with me and my son and him all together, but then he bailed because it got to the point where it felt like the Cubs were going to blow it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, he's like, I can't watch this.
Everybody thought
he takes off. So
he left before the game was over?
He left before. He watched it at home, and then we were texting like, okay, I think it's going to happen, et cetera. He wasn't there to see me cry at the end. My wife was with her camera, of course. We've got that picture up at our house. But, yeah, that's. I'm happy I've got that that particular picture. You know, that will be one that I'll look back on in 30 years and say, oh, man, yeah. Remember that night? So those are good. Those are good. Appreciate your parents while they're here.
Yeah, no question. No question about that.
You know who else I appreciate?
Who?
My neighbor, Lane Danielson.
I saw him last night. He had his shirt on.
Are you going to see him tonight at the party?
Is he going to the party tonight?
I don't know.
Are you going to the party tonight?
I am. Okay. I'm going to be there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm hoping the weather holds off. I've done a lot of checking.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends who are meteorologists, and they both told me to keep it on. They're like, I think the worst is going to be after the party. It's not going to be ideal,
yeah.
But with, you know, the coaches, it's just hard to.
Oh, yeah.
Scheduling, it's hard to blow this thing up.
Well, I live in town, so not a huge issue for me.
Tell a lot of your friends to come.
Yeah, no, I definitely will. And I am actually excited to meet Schmat Mamble.
Yeah, Schmat's going to be there.
If he's going to be there.
Schmat confirmed yesterday that hell or high water, he's going to be there tonight.
How should I introduce myself to this man? Should I say, like, Fawcast?
Say I'm the Mark Charter.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't introduce yourself with the Fawcast because that could get embarrassing because, I mean, I have no idea how recently he's listening. He may have forgotten about us.
And he might say, what's that? One of those things?
Yeah, I mean, it could be like a double take.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, okay. The whole Lane Danielson thing was a very real instance. I believe I even sent you the text message when that happened, but that was like 2 years ago. So
and maybe he hasn't listened since.
My guess is he listened to that and probably hasn't listened since.
Probably. Okay. All right. Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe we'll find out tonight.
What we'll do though is we'll go up together and then we'll get on the books for us to go. Maybe we can do a podcast there next week.
Can we do, if you're around, let's do a photo op tonight. You, me, and the coach.
Oh, we can do that.
Together, that'd
yeah,
be
great. Yeah, he'd do that. And we could get rid of that god-awful picture of Gray on the front page.
At least for one episode.
And it
episode.
Could be you, me, and Campbell for the...
For one episode.
You know what we should do is we should record Campbell for a podcast introduction.
That'd be cool. I can imagine what he would be saying, too.
Like, these are the
this
two...
This thing is all about the process.
We could get... This is what we should do, for real. We'll get Campbell and Prohm both to be like, these guys are the brightest... sports minds we have ever met.
Are they willing to lie like that?
Absolutely.
For the right amount of money.
They're recruiters.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that sounded really bad.
Your son's going to start on day one. I promise.
I think Prohm would have a blast with it, but I don't know if it's part of Campbell's process
And you don't want to interrupt the process because it's working.
Yeah.
You know, leave the process
alone. Damn right it is.
So anyway, so Lane, he had a little party. Last Friday night at his domicile, but it was an interesting type of party.
Was it like a toga party?
No. And it was not the type where you turn the lights off. I mean, this was an up and up party. Okay. So this was have you heard of a website called Home Ditty? HomeDitty.com.
I have not.
Home Ditty is a website that allows you to book a concert in your home.
Oh, wait. Tony Dickinson told me about this.
I don't know the man.
Do you know Tony?
I don't.
Tony's an Ankeny guy.
Okay.
Worked at Wells Fargo for a long time.
So,
friend of mine.
This is interesting. So, Lane set this up, invited, there were probably 40 people there, 20 couples, something like that. Everybody brought some food, and we drank and talked and everything.
Did you drink milk?
It was, you know, this is Lane Danielson. So, this was a who's who of Ankeny
in
his basement.
Did you drink milk, or did you drink... Like a man.
No, Lane made me a gin and tonic, of course, extra stiff.
Was Whitford there?
Whitford was, of course, there.
So he was making senators for everybody.
What's a senator?
It's Whitford's specific drink.
Really?
It's the Whitford House drink.
He wasn't passing that around.
If you go to
Whitford's now.
I go to Whitford's. Whitford and I watch college football games often when Iowa State's on the road.
Yep.
It's kind of like our time that we share.
Because you guys do the show right after, right?
Yeah. Jack and I have about 6 Saturdays a year that we hang out, and then we don't really see each other the rest of the year, but it's that type of a friendship.
How come you go to Jack's house, but you never come down around the corner to mine?
I've never been invited to your house.
I live like 6 houses away.
Mark, I've never once been invited to your house.
Dude, you don't need to be invited. Oh, okay. When you're my friend, you are always invited.
All right, I'm just telling you, I've never had an invite. But, like, if you go to Jack's house, if you get the Senate, tell him, I'll take the house drink, the Senator. It's Red Bull.
Okay.
It's Red Bull Zero, cranberry juice, and vodka.
And you like it. It's good.
Yeah, it's delicious. In fact, it's become a go-to summer drink for me.
And he named it? Or did you name it?
I named it the Senator.
I like that. I will ask him for one. So we're at the party, home ditty, and the way these works is, you know, it's a party. You show up. But then you go onto this website and you look for the type of music you want. So Lane looked for, I think, blues is what he looked for. Okay, found this guy named Chad. Chad's a professional musician. Said he travels, you know, 200 nights a year around the country doing this. Has CDs, the whole deal. So I had no idea what to expect. I never heard this guy's music at all. So we're in Lane's basement. This guy's got the mic set up and he brought a guitar player with him as well. And they proceeded to do basically 2 sets, 40 minutes, then like a 30-minute break and 40 minutes, okay? But this is not meant to be background music. This is like...
They're blowing it out.
You're sitting here watching a show, not like, hey, do your thing and chat a little bit. And I think I noticed Lane got a little upset because some people were chit-chatting in the background, and that's considered rude under the guise of this website, this homedity.com. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, it's supposed to be like a concert.
It's a concert, yeah. So this guy was good, man. He was good. And what's cool is he's talking a little bit about the songs, about why he wrote it, a little bit about his life, and then just watching this musician up close, seeing what they do, et cetera. The guy was super, super good, really good, funny, all of that. So I would totally do the same thing in my house. I can easily see doing a home ditty invite to friends, get them over to the house. What kind of music would you get? I really like this guy's music. I don't know I would do exactly the same, but something, you know, you're not going to do this and have heavy metal. You're not going to do this and have, I mean, you'd probably be a country guy. But
yeah, I'd get some country western.
I don't know.
Not douche country.
Something similar. This guy's type of music fit well in a basement. Let's put it that way. So that was a good night. Homedity.com, if anyone's interested, I think you pay the artist directly, or you can have your guest help pay as well. Depends on how you set it up.
I've heard about Tony did that. He did it for the 4th of July.
And an Iowan that I'm not familiar with started the site.
Yeah. It's a buddy of this Tony guy's.
Yeah, so it was cool. I was impressed. So if you're looking for a unique party for your house, homedity.com.
Do they have like hip hop?
Probably. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Get some Flava Flav over there.
How amazing would that be?
That'd be pretty
like
cool.
Like doing like DMX covers in your basement?
DMX is probably for hire. I think that guy probably needs some money.
Would you
point.
Trust DMX and his like the Rough Riders to come to your basement?
No. No.
That seems like a bad
idea.
I try
to keep illicit drugs out of my basement as much as
I
can.
Don't stereotype X.
Yeah, I'm sure a guy named X. It's never
Dark Man X, baby. Yeah.
So that was a good night. A good night.
What are you gonna? Let's say you get 30 minutes with Campbell tonight, one on one. You guys are having a drink together.
That'll never happen. But okay.
What would you say to him?
I would say I think I've told you this before. I think that Matt Campbell and I have quite a bit in common.
Don't get your head so big. He's Matt Campbell. You're Mark Charter. All right. Put it in check.
All right. I didn't say our bank accounts are in common. All right. I said we have a lot in common. Age, somewhat close, children, the process. I like the fact that he's 1 foot in front of the other. He doesn't have these visions of grandeur. He's just taking it as it comes. I would love to ask him more about that process behind the scenes.
You want the process.
You know,
process talk.
I would, you know me, I'm going to ask the questions that would make people feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like, hey, Matt, you know, but between.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Between you and me, all right? What did you really think of Iowa State before you came here? did you think you'd be able to get this thing turned around? And I want to hear him say, dude, it was a dumpster fire, man. I was scared, but I believed in myself. I'd be like, that's what I thought you were going to say. But now, like, oh, dude, you know, pieces were in place, and it was great, and dream job. I don't want to hear that crap. You know, this was a tough job for him to take. So, and then, of course, my next question is, how much money is it going to take to keep you here forever? That's what I would ask. I don't think he's the type of guy who likes to talk about money, though. So I don't think he would tell me.
Honestly, I don't think it is money for him. More, I mean, clearly money is always a factor. I think it's more like what other opportunities come.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he turned down Notre Dame or Ohio State.
If he gets really, and the reality is this, if he gets really, really successful at Iowa State, he has every opportunity. Because people are going to say, what in the world did this guy just do at Iowa State?
I could see Matt in the NFL, honestly. Eventually, I think when he's 50, I could see him coaching in the NFL.
When people say that, I immediately think of Hoiberg because of the fact that Hoiberg was very vocal about hating recruiting. And I could see as you get older and older and older and you have to go into living rooms and sing for your supper, so to speak, to a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
How that becomes a grind.
Oh, yeah.
A big
time grind.
You got
to be a special dude to want to do that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That's why, like, all this, like, the Herm Edwards thing was so stupid, like, to think that he's going to go and – maybe he will surprise us. Who knows? Or even like, you know, like there are all the rumors about Gruden going to college. Like, why in the hell would John Gruden?
No reason.
Like,
other than the only time you do that is because you have a passion to teach youth. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, you think John Gruden's going to go grind on the recruiting trail at this age? Please.
No, I don't. And that's why a really good college coach is a special individual, especially when they don't only care about the money. You know, that then it becomes easy to care about the money. You know, as we've seen with the NCAA apparently ready to implode based on D1 basketball and all the stories
going
are coming
on there.
Out. Yeah. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of scumminess. I can't give this to a specific person, but I want to give it my kindness shout out this week to Target. Did you see this post I had about Target?
No, I've not seen your post about
Target. I like this stuff, and there's not an ending to the story, but there's my ending to it. So I go on Sunday night. Wife needed a little bit of a break. I take Seton and I take Duke, and we're off to Target. I don't remember what I was going to buy, but just wanted to get out of the house Sunday about 5:30. I was going to go buy something. My wife says we have a lot of gift cards for Target in a drawer. No idea what's on them, but she says, take those with. So I take the Target gift cards with me.
Bought a bunch of crap you didn't need.
Spend 30, 45 minutes with the kids. You know, toy section, looking at stuff. Seton's getting excited about stuff. Found Hollis a birthday gift. Picked that up. And go to checkout. Did the self-checkout.
It's antisocial of you.
Well, in hindsight, it was dumb because the gift cards, there's a lot of extra work involved.
Oh, yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
So I get there. I scan on my merchandise. It's $50. And it's exactly $50, which is hard to do.
That's really weird.
And I start swiping gift cards, and I had four of them, four or five. Anyway, so swiping the gift cards, and it gets to $45 worth of gift cards have been used. So I still owe another $5. And I got one other gift card that's not scanning. So the kid that's working there, I said, hey, this one's not working. He's like, let me check that out for you. So he takes it and looks at it and says, looks like this one was never actually purchased at the store. So basically somebody gave me a bogus gift card. They just said, here's a Target gift card as a gift and had never bought it. They just took it from the store and handed it to me. Doesn't work that way. That's not how gift cards work. You actually have to buy them for them to be effective. You know, you look like you don't know what I'm saying on this.
No, I do know what you're saying. I'm thinking, like, did somebody do that or was there a scanning error? Because that's been prone to happen, too.
I don't know.
That's why you're supposed to give the receipt with the gift card.
He seemed pretty clear that it had never been purchased at the store. But anyway, so I'm $5 short. And I'm thinking, no big deal. You know, I'll just put the rest on my card.
Yeah.
I reach into my pocket, no wallet.
Oh, no.
No wallet. Mark. And there's something about me and Target and wallets, because when I bought our Nintendo Switch this year, I went to Target, picked it out, went to the counter, had everything I needed, and no wallet. So I had to have them put it aside. So I said to the guy, the kid, again, nice kid, I said, hey, and there's a couple people behind me at this point, so it's like embarrassing. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. I can't pay his bill.
It's the worst.
So I tell this kid, I said, hey, I don't have a wallet, and I'm out of gift cards. I'm $5 short. Can you help me take a couple things off of this so I can afford it? And the kid says, I wish I knew this for sure. He's like, man, not a problem, not a problem. I got it. I got it. And he takes out I think it was a Velcro wallet, to be honest with you, because I remember the sound. And he takes out, his Target red card or something. I said, no, man, don't do that. You know, let's just take it off. He's like, not a problem, not a problem. So the guy takes out his own money and does his discount or whatever and ends up paying $4.74 on his card. I thank him, obviously, feel stupid. And
you should have felt stupid.
I said, that's really nice of you. I really, really appreciate it. And he's like, yeah, not a problem at all. Super nice kid. So I went on Twitter and wrote at Target. You know, it's just an Ankeny because I believe these things should be talked about.
Yeah.
Now, with all that being said, I never did get his name, which is my bad. So I can't specifically call this kid out. But he's at Target and went out of his way. And I'm thinking as he's doing this, this kid's making no more than $12 an hour in this job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even that much. And he just paid $5. So, you know, he's making...
Good job out of you. Your irresponsibility to go to the store without a wallet.
So he's making a lot less per hour because of me. So I feel bad.
Yeah, that kid just gave up half of his hourly salary because you were irresponsible.
For me. Yep. So I went on Twitter, thanked him, et cetera. And how the story ends is I went to Target today with a letter, wrote a letter. Hey, man, I really appreciate what you did for me, et cetera. Found the manager. Put a $25 gift card in it for the kid. And I said, hey, use it all on yourself or continue to pay it forward to other people with this. So
that's
Point being is I love that stuff, man.
Yeah.
And I think the universe, God, whoever, has a way of rewarding that stuff. And I want that kid to know because of your kindness, you get something back. Now, that doesn't always happen in life.
He made a 500% return on his investment.
Yeah, he did. He did well.
Yeah,
he did well. So I hope he continues to do in the future.
It's a good story just to not be a dick to people, right?
Don't be. I mean, he could have said, yeah, obviously he could have taken stuff off my bill.
He could have taken Seton's toy off of the bill.
So, yeah. So I wish I knew the kid's name. But, hey, at the Ankeny Target, there's a good guy there.
What did the manager say? How is she going to identify the right guy?
I described what time I was there. And where I was, the self-check, and she said, okay, there's only so many people here that can do the self-check that are authorized to do it. And I said, looked like a young kid, a little bit taller than me, Sunday night, 5:30. Can't be that tough to figure out who it was. And she said, I'll go look at our grid, whatever the hell that is, and figure it out. So, and anyway, another point of this story is if the kid happens to be a Fawcast fan listening and he never gets his gift card.
Perhaps he's a Fawker.
Then, if you never get your gift card out there, then you know your manager took it. So I hope that doesn't happen.
The paying it forward deal is a very nice gesture. I always appreciate it. It's always a risk, though. Have you ever had it? I was at Starbucks a couple years ago.
I hate that when it happens there.
Yeah. So it happened to me. And then the woman goes, well, that woman just...
Everyone has paid. You're number 25 in line.
She bought your coffee. Do you want to...
Buy the one behind you.
And I go, yeah. Okay. And for me, it's always the only time I ever go to Starbucks, I'm getting an Americano right before the radio show.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's when I go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $2.17. And she's like, yeah, the tab back there is $25.18.
Really?
It's like, well, what do?
You say, no.
I paid the $25 that time.
You can't get really screwed.
And it wasn't that, I told this story on KXNO when it happened because I was kind of fired up. And I had a couple people well, it's not a good deed if you come on and brag about it. Oh, I'm not bragging about it. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Well, somebody will say the same thing about the story I just told. And first of all, I would say that person's an asshole. Second of all, I would say these stories need to be told to encourage people to go do these types of things.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, and also,
encourages those people in retail to not be dicks.
Yeah, for
right?
sure. Because they can make a good return on their money.
Yeah. That's the best investment that high school kid's ever made.
I'm on record, and it sounds like you did get screwed at Starbucks.
I got
screwed. That I understand the premise of paying it forward, and that's a good premise. I like it. I hate it that it happens there. Okay? Because people that are at the drive-thru going to get a Starbucks coffee typically aren't the ones that are in need.
Yeah, that's a
All
good
right?
point. That's a fine
They usually
point.
Got the money. Okay?
We should pay it forward.
I pay $5. For a cup of coffee that I do not need. All right? That's stupid. I'm the first one to say that's stupid. Okay? But when somebody pays for my drink, okay. But it just feels a little bit weird there. That's all I'm saying. It's just a their thing.
But
it's
don't you think that people who have money can still do kind gestures just in the effort of being kind?
For sure. But I think the gesture is a little bit better when you're at the grocery store and the person behind you is struggling a little bit, or you can tell, or you're hearing what they say or whatever. It just means a little bit more there, I think, than it does at Starbucks. And people say, you know, people might disagree with me, and that's totally fine. It just feels like an odd place to do it.
I just think that we need to have equal transactions. When we're
and the other thing is, too, when the pay it forward thing is like one after another, after another, after another, after another, what's really being accomplished? You're all still paying bills.
That's what
you're
drives me
someone
nuts
else's bill.
When I'm with, like, my buddies at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get this round. Thanks.
Yeah.
You can get the next one.
And then we're okay. Even. We're even after that.
And then I'll get this one. You got the last one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just start our own tabs here?
Yeah. Start your own tab or be the guy that'll be like, I'll get the next one, and then you got to go before the next one comes up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, wife just called. I got to get out of here.
These are real-world problems that we're addressing on today's podcast.
This should be if you're a fan of this and you're on Twitter, these are the things you need to tweet us about. What do you think about paying a Ford at Starbucks? What do you think about a buddy buying beers at the bar? Home Diddy. Would you have a home concert?
Will you hang out with me and drink tonight at the recruiting party? Like, actually hang out, get an Uber, get drunk. Get an Uber, go home.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, do we? I need to do that because we're borrowing a child from a couple doors down to watch our children. So my wife's coming. She's definitely not going to be like, this is an all nighter for us. So at a minimum, she's out at a certain time. It's going to depend. Are we well into our cups and Schmat Mamble is telling stories, or what's going on?
I will say this at the Man, it's a really weird email I just got.
I love it when you say stuff like that and then nothing beyond it.
No, I'm sorry. My phone just popped up and I saw the subject and I was like, wow. At the basketball party, if you stuck around long enough, how do I disguise his name?
I don't know.
Keeve Drome.
Okay, Keeve Drome.
Keeve Drome.
Yep.
Stuck around, and he doesn't drink, but he had, like, dinner.
Yep.
And was telling great stories. So, but, like, Schmat Mamble is a very punctual man.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is he's got, like, stuff to do, so and the weather tonight. So I can't imagine he's around there at, like, midnight.
And they all drive down together, right? They're in a vehicle together. So.
Yeah, but so, like, last year, Schmat Mamble made a really, like, dramatic entrance at the end.
Yeah.
Because he had just gotten off of a plane.
Is this, like, a drum roll?
Well, like, so he was out recruiting or something.
Yeah.
And he, like, I start getting texts at, like, 3 o'clock. We don't know if he can make it. Like, his plane got delayed, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he ended up making it, but he was, like, an hour late.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but that we shouldn't have that problem tonight. Schmat Schmambles in town.
Is this, it's a whiskey, right?
Yeah.
But is this in the room next door to whiskey?
The venue.
Okay.
Yeah, the district venue.
How many people do you, I know you don't know, but how many people do you expect for something like this?
Well, I mean.
Hundreds?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the weather now. Yeah. I would still say in the hundreds.
Yeah. It's a good turnout. Are you doing a Q&A?
Yeah.
Do you need any help with?
You want to MC it? You can just MC it if you want.
With some questions.
What do you want? What do you want me to ask him?
What would be a good question? See, that's the all my questions are ones he's not going to want to answer.
I got to get prepped for this. I was up till 2 last night. I need to just drink a ton of Red Bull and just get ready to go. I got Ed O'Bannon on the radio show today.
Really?
Yeah. Going to ask him why he ruined the NCAA football franchise.
Well, I can't have a name on the back of the jersey when I play video games now. Thanks, Ed. You know? That's
I'm really here's a little sneak peek to the show prep. I'm going to lead the interview and say, Ed, how do you feel about ruining sports gaming for millions of men around the country?
Now are you prepared to hear click after this, or
I think he'll have fun with it. Okay. You're telling me that Ed O'Bannon hasn't heard that before?
The key to those, I think, is right before you go live, like, hey Ed, I'm gonna have a little fun with you here. Just so you know.
I did that with the WWE guy, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Told him before we went live, I'm like, hey, like, can I mess with you here?
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay with that? Or he's like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And he was kind of a jerk anyways.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'll ride with it.
Yeah.
And like, Ross and I were both, like, during that interview, like, crap, he's getting mad.
Oh, really?
Because I pressed him pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I was calling him, like, a traitor, and I kept talking about how great John Cena, how much better John Cena is than him.
This reminds me, by the way, did you ever see the skit? Are you a Saturday Night Live guy?
I used to be. I still like it. I don't have time to watch
have
it.
Seen the skit? They've done it twice now, two different times, where The Rock is on. And they're doing he's a wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're doing the promos.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
With the fat guy who's not on the show anymore.
And then that one giant black lady who's on the show, she cuts great promos.
And it's,
what's her name? She's so funny.
Oh, Leslie Jones.
Yeah. I love her, man. She's one of the funniest people on the earth.
Leslie's fun, but like in this, like the fat guy's like Junkyard Dog or whatever. Yeah. And right before they go live, they're like, hey, man, you know, don't worry about it. Just give it to me. I can take it, man. Just, you know, say stuff that's real.
Oh, yeah.
And The Rock's like, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
And then like the Junkyard Dog's like, when I get in that ring, I'm going to tear you apart. And then it goes to the, like the microphone goes to The Rock. If you haven't watched this, Google this. And he's like, I'm ready to tear you apart too. Like the time that I went to the doctor's office, or like you went to the doctor's office and they tore you apart because you have herpes. And like, it's just really, really personal stuff. And yeah. They keep getting worse and worse.
And then it's like
worse.
About how like,
what
he
are you doing,
he's
man?
Infertile and can't knock his wife up.
Yeah, I found out your wife can't have your baby. Yeah. The Rock is one of the best guys that ever goes on SNL.
I love The Rock.
Gives it 110%.
I love The Rock.
Which there's no such thing as being able to do.
I love The Rock.
Have you been to, I wanted to mention, I know I've talked about this on the show before too, but I did it again this week, Escape Chambers. Have you gone yet?
No, it's not my thing.
What do you mean it's not your thing?
I mean.
Do you not like to use your brain?
No, I use my brain all the time. That's why I don't want to do it in leisure.
Okay, so why do you think it's not your thing?
I mean, like locking me in a room, I'm paying people to lock me in a room to see if I can get out of it.
Correct.
I mean,
not just you and your fellow teammates.
So me and five of my friends are going to pay these people to lock us in a room.
You know why it's worth doing it? Because the thought and skill it takes to put one of these rooms together, so it makes sense with one clue leading to another clue, that takes time.
I get out.
That takes time.
I get out.
So we just did it on Tuesday. The people that work here, we went down and did one in West Glen.
Was this just the Charterhouse folks or the other folks?
Charterhouse crew. It's fun, man. There's something exhilarating.
Did you guys get
out? We did get out officially, but they gave us a little extended time because we were close.
You have an hour. So you guys, you failed.
We were in their hardest room, according to the guy that works there. And it was.
If they gave you extra time, Katie, you failed.
He said we passed, and we got a bumper sticker to prove it. But no, it's cool, man. Trying to use your brain to figure out clues. I love that stuff. Give me a murder mystery dinner any day of the week.
I'd rather sit at the sports bar and watch a game.
I would not. This is fun. I've done it now 3 times, and I've enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah,
you
bring it up every time. You love it.
I love that, and I love trivia.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Trivia.
I got us signed up.
What do you mean us? Like, I never know until, like, the week before. You're in. You're in, dude.
I generally don't plan on – of course you're in.
Now, what is that? Who do I get to invite?
I don't know. I've got to run with other advertisers and stuff and go through and see who wants to come.
We got to decide if we want to try to win the thing.
Well, I mean, we're not going to. We've put our best foot forward 2 years in a row. We've fallen short each time.
We got cheated last year. And you know who I'm talking about.
I don't think we got cheated.
What is the middle name of Bill Finley's grandson? Not cheated. Not at all.
That's a stupid question.
That was the question.
I love little Will. He's my boy. But that's a bad question for trivia.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, no, I...
I just got the team, like, confirmation and all that stuff.
You keep me posted.
This week.
You keep me posted. Yeah, hopefully you at least extend the invite to your partner, Ross, because he's great. He loves it.
The problem is I don't really own... I'm not the one paying for the team.
That's true.
So, like...
That's true.
We've got to go through those avenues.
That's true. But there's something nice about...
There's
something nice about looking up at the board and seeing your name and lights.
The old days were the best. No offense to you.
Oh, where nobody cared?
When
just drank?
It was me and Tron and our wives and Gray and his wife and Bloom. And we would be like dead last. At the end of the night, we weren't even like submitting our answers. We're just drinking.
Were you making a tower of cups at your table?
No, we don't do that. We don't need to do that to show how great we are.
Yeah. Do you, I know you can never do it because you have to have Cyclone Fanatic as the team name. And hey, that's fine. But I do trivia around town a couple times. My dad and I do go on Wednesdays sometimes to Cabaret and do it there, et cetera.
Well, that sounds really invigorating.
It's awesome. Are you appreciative of inventive team names or team names that sound sexual but aren't?
Oh, yeah.
You
Absolutely.
Know?
I love those.
Like our team name last time I went was I'm About to Quiz. That was it's just good fun, man. Nothing dirty about it unless your mind takes it there. But, yeah.
Like, what would the reaction be from our table if we beat that Iowa State table that we think cheats?
I think the in-your-face chant would probably start. It would be like a huge – so I've been, I think, 3 years in a row. I don't. How long has it been going on for – it's been going on a long time, right?
Long time.
So I don't know how many years in a row that team has won, but at least all three that I've been there.
They always win.
So imagine –
And then they brag about it.
You would hear like a rumble in the room.
A lot of those guys are my friends.
Yeah, as people they figured out that they finally lost, I think people would explode in applause to have the underdog win.
They're basically they're the Patriots without Brady.
They're the Patriots of the quiz world. Yeah. I agree with that. I don't know if they have Tom Brady because I don't know the
they're like the UConn women's basketball.
Do we know that Tom Crochelle is not the Tom Brady of their team? Is he the greatest?
Is Crochelle on that team?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez. He's the
sports information director?
Yeah, he was the sports information director for like 2 decades.
Yeah.
He knows where all the skeletons are buried in that place.
Yeah. This year they're going to have a category. They have like 8 categories. They're going to have a category.
Cyclone wrestling from the 80s.
That's called Files Only Found in the Jacobson Building. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, I'd be pleased if they just don't have math this year. That went over like a fart in church last year. Not well received.
Nobody liked it there?
No, dude. You don't have trivia that's math.
Remember, I couldn't go last year because I have my charity deal. I have my St. Baldrick's deal.
Is that the same thing this year?
No.
You're free and clear.
St. Baldrick's is the week before.
And this is April?
April 15th, I want to say, is Sy's house.
Tax day. It's exciting.
How are you doing on taxes?
Done.
Sy's House of Trivia is the 14th.
April
14th. St. Baldrick's is the 7th.
Okay. The annual shaving of the head.
Yeah. So I'll be bald.
I would be willing to think that you're going to be bald at least once a year for like the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm in.
I don't see you ever not going, frankly.
I'm pot invested into the St. Baldrick's Foundation. I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. I went once there and it was a rowdy time, dude.
Yeah.
It's not like a stuffy charity event.
No.
It's a rowdy time.
Everybody's drunk.
It's a rowdy time.
All the adults are drunk, and then the kids are just running around, and it's actually really cool.
Yeah. I was not expecting what I ran into there.
We had fun, because I was the last person to shave that year, and I remember sitting at the bar with you for hours.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. So maybe I'll stop by. I'm not a head shave guy, but...
That's all right. You can support it in other ways.
Yeah. Like, you mean with a check?
With a check.
Got it. Totally fine. So tonight, obviously you're going to post this soon.
Yeah.
Plug this party, time and place.
We're doing, it starts at 5 technically, but clearly not everybody will get there at 5. We're doing like a happy hour. Radio shows at 6. Schmat Schmamble and his friends will show up at 7. Or they'll probably get there before that. Take pictures.
Yeah.
Mingle, all that stuff.
I heard, is there a specialty drink tonight, too?
Yeah, there's a special Cyclone Fanatic drink. I don't know what it is, though.
I heard a rumor that it's red and yellow, like color-wise.
Yeah, that's drink. Casey's in charge of all that. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But there is we have a special menu and drink.
I like it. I'm looking forward to it. I went to one of these 2 years ago, I think, at...
The Thunderhead one?
Thunderhead?
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting time. That would have been his
first
one.
We didn't really know Campbell at the time. Like I had only met him one time before then.
Yeah.
It'll be much better now in the sense that he's so much more comfortable.
Are you like everybody else when you see a coach, you call him coach? Like personally, you say coach.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Not really with him. I call him Matt usually.
I called all of my coaches thinking back to track and football and baseball coach. They're just coach.
Yeah, I mean, like if I'm at his facility, like I'll call him coach sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I don't really think about it.
If he's in your basement, though, it'd be, hey, Matty boy.
Yeah.
Need another cold one?
Yeah.
You were just going to say, you were going into your Chipper Jones voice.
Chipper Jones.
Hey, Matt Campbell. Want another cold one? All right. What time does Dirks get picked up today?
Dirks is out of it right now.
Poor guy. Sounds like you took him in for elective surgery today.
Jeez. You know, like I was talking to you how innocent and nice Casey is?
I believe the quote was, nicest person in the world.
This is how innocent she is.
I don't know what that means. Like, sometimes I take innocent the wrong way. I think innocent is dumb. I don't think she's dumb.
We had the transportation to pick the schmoaches up.
Sure.
Tonight.
The schmoach coach.
And I told her to get some beer to put in there in case they wanted to.
Sure.
And she just texts me. She goes, yeah, I've got them. I got them a six pack of beer.
For how many smoaches?
We're told 10 to 15, and she picked up a six pack.
Oh, man. You might want to make that six of them. six packs. That is funny. Well, you know, she's trying to keep the charges to a minimum on the company card.
It's funny. Like, no, it's not. It's because she doesn't, like, understand how much, like, dudes we can put down in 45 minutes.
So she literally thinks 10 to 15 guys only need six beers. That is funny, actually. What is the proper amount? You know these people.
These guys don't drink that much. The road staff would take them down.
Yeah.
Like, those guys had fun.
Yeah.
Campbell's staff, man, they are pretty straight-laced dudes.
Like, yeah, but you straight-laced dudes to, like, a beer, especially if you're not driving.
Yeah, but they're not as, like, publicly about it. Like, yeah. Paul Staff, I love hanging out with Paul Staff, man. I like these guys, too. It's just totally different.
Difference.
Like, yeah.
Paul Staff was in it for a good time. These guys are on a mission, man. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even like saying that. I think you can work really hard and let your guard down and have fun.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll try and get that picture with Campbell for you.
How many?
Smash Mamble.
Over under, because I love to make you uncomfortable. Over under tonight on photo requests with you and someone else. How many people?
I'm not going to. Why do you put me in these situations?
At least five.
Don't put me in these situations, Mark.
So you're going under. Five.
Under. Absolutely. Lock it up.
I'm going to be telling people at the bar.
That's a lock.
Go up to Chris and ask for a photo.
Lock.
All night. Whatever, dude. You're a celebrity. Just embrace it.
Lock it up.
It's fine.
See you guys.